brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the rainy island nation of Sri Lanka. Ah, we've got some southerly rains right now. Interesting weather patterns. Boy, I tell you, when it rains in some of these tropical countries, it really rains. I mean, it comes down in sheets. But the rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteous, on the just and the unjust. Because the wheat and the tares grow together in the world that we live in right now. All of it is together right now in this dimension, in this time, for an incredible cosmic series of events that will unfold on this planet in the days to come. You know, this is a good time for people that have been holding on to particular ways of doing things and certain ideologies and certain man-made structures and all those things. This is a great time just to let all those things go, just to be done with them, just to forget about it, and to move on with what God has for you. Because, you know, a lot of these old structures, old denominations, old religious systems, old man-made things, they're dying. They're dying or they're dead. You know, God, He is not into our monuments. He's not into needing to maintain all the stuff that we've gone and created for ourselves. He's looking for people that will flow with Him in whatever it is that He's doing. What are the people of God like? You can read John chapter 3. We're like the wind. You know, the wind goes where it listed. And the people of God adjust themselves to flow with Him. You know, this last weekend I had a great chance to understand a bit more of about the wind. I spent some time, got back into a sport I was doing some time back, kiteboarding. And boy, I tell you, if you know much about that sport, it's incredible. You know, the same wind that can take one person and it seems effortless of, you know, what they're doing and how they're being on the water and everything, the same wind can go and smash and demolish somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. And they can go out there and they can just get hurt really bad. Same wind, same equipment, same conditions, but, you know, one person, there is knowledge and wisdom and trust in what they do because they've had some experiences with that as well. And the other person just gets out there, thinks they knows everything, and gets hurt really bad. Same situation. And, you know, I felt it was a fitting analogy, you know, in some of what I was experiencing while I was doing this last weekend was, you know, that's a lot of what people are going to face in this world, even in this time right now, is, you know, in this time that we live in right now, in the season that we live in right now, you know, some people will, with all that's coming on the world, they will, because they walk with the Heavenly Father, because they walk with our Father in Heaven and they're in step with Him, they will flow with it. You know, the things that come on this world will actually carry them and propel them to some amazing things, some amazing experiences. And at the same time, that very same harsh wind that will blow on this world will collapse and thrash and demolish a lot of other people. So, you know, for those that will walk with Him, they will experience what it is that He has for them to experience. And it will not be the same thing that the world experiences. You know, if you look in the scriptures, when Moses was sent to Egypt to liberate God's people, to bring them out, when Moses was sent over, and God said, you know, he told Moses, he said, like, you know, I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to bring them out. They're going to see my strength. They're going to see my power. I've hardened Pharaoh's heart, even so that he won't let my people go so that I can display my power strong in this whole situation. So Pharaoh's heart and the wicked, even in the world, as they position themselves even against the living God, even against the people of God who are His ambassadors and His representatives in the earth, even as they do all of this, they do so to their own hurt. They do so to their own demise. And God will even use a Pharaoh or use a political or religious leader or whatever kind of leader in the world that would turn their face against the living God. God will even use those situations and even those people unto His glory by what He ends up working out in the situations that come on the earth as a result of all of that they do. When Moses was sent in, and remember that all the things that happened in the nation of Israel during that time, as God had sent them in to liberate them, all the things that ended up happening to them was zero, because they lived in the land of Goshen. They lived in a place that God put under His spiritual protection, under His natural protection, that the spiritual transcended to the natural. So while the nation of Egypt was being struck with plagues of locusts and flies and frogs and darkness and all kinds of stuff was going on over there, while all of these things were taking place, God was protecting and keeping safe His people in a land that they were living in, and His presence was with them, and He was watching over them. And you've got to realize that God's presence will be with you and will watch over you. And that's also why you want to be where God wants you to be, because you don't want to be in a place that is not where He wants you to be. So that's a prayerful thing. That's just something of being in step with Him. And you can never know that. Only He knows that. Only He knows where He wants you. So that's why it's always important to stay in step with Him. And sometimes the places you may go may not be where you want to be, or you may not think of it in something that you really want to do, but that's where God has you. And likewise, there'll be a peace. That's the thing. With whatever it is that God has you to do, just remember that there's always a peace of God that passes all understanding that stays with you in those situations. And the peace that I speak of is an internal serenity amidst external turmoil. Because that's the kind of peace that Jesus was talking about. When Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I give you not as the world gives." When God was talking about that, He was talking about internal serenity amidst external turmoil. That's the peace that God gives. He gives that to His people. That peace will stay with you in whatever it is that you do as you walk with Him. And you will notice that when you are stepping out of what God has for you, that peace begins to leave you. That peace all of a sudden starts to be disrupted. And you can be in the best situation in the natural, in the external, but you cannot have the peace of God within. And that peace, when somebody has tasted and seen that the Lord is good, when somebody's tasted the peace of God and they know what that is, that becomes something that you don't ever want to live without. You don't ever want to be without. Because you know that that's the state of existence that you want to live in. Peace. God wants you in a place of peace. And that's available for you. So, but yeah, and all that comes on the world right now, rather than being perplexed about it, you gotta come back and allow God to show you His plan and purpose for you. Because look, in the time where the plagues were being sent on Egypt, and Egypt is a type of the world. In Scripture, Egypt is a type of the world. It is a type that shadows the world and the world system. and the way that it treats God's people. You know, so Egypt being a type of the world, when you see what it is that God ended up doing in that situation, the main thing they had to do, the children of Israel had to do, was just look, when God spoke, just go for it. Just do it. I mean, when the angel of death went through the land, God told them, look, put the blood of the lamb on the door. And when the angel of death sees the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, he will spare your firstborn. He will spare those in your household. And sure enough, they listened. Anybody that didn't would have experienced what the entire land of Egypt experienced that night, from the lowest all the way up to Pharaoh himself, who lost his firstborn in the middle of that whole situation. Because you know what? All people in the end are but flesh. All people in the end have limitation. And nobody can trump the living God. Nobody has anything on him. You know, throughout history, God has, in opportune moments and opportune times, put religious and political leaders in place very quickly. Moses was used by God with Pharaoh. Pharaoh was a case in point. Nebuchadnezzar was another one. You know, when he was standing on his rooftop and God had even given a warning to him in a dream vision where Daniel translated it for him. And a year later, as he was standing on his own roof and looking out over the city and all the wonders of that, you know, that he had been a part of making happen for Babylon. And he's like, wow, look at all this stuff that I've done. And aren't I so great? And in the middle of proclaiming his own greatness, God, well, before the words even left his lips, God reminded him that he was but a man. Angels spoke to him. And literally, he lost his mind. And he became like a cow and ate grass. Fingernails grew long. I mean, these guys, they don't realize the very breath in their body is on loan from God. And he can make an object lesson out of anybody at any time, anywhere in the world. Remember that. That at any moment in time, God can make an object lesson out of anybody. And he did that with Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar, God blessed him to get his mind back, and he praised God, and he proclaimed the greatness of God, and God restored him. You know, once again, restored him later on, after he had learned the lesson. Who's in control? The Assyrian Empire tried to siege Hezekiah in the city, tried to go after that city, and God spoke very powerfully in that situation. They said, oh, we've seized all these other cities before you, and we've taken them and ripped them apart and leveled them to the ground. And who does your God think he is? You know, he won't be able to stand up against us. 186,000 men that we've got here. You know, and you know what? In the natural, if that was the way that it worked, sure, they had the manpower. But in the realm of spirit, everything changes. In the realm of spirit, there are many more that are with us than are with the enemy. Always, always, hear me, always. In the realm of spirit, there is always many, many, many more that are with us than are with our enemies. You've got to remember that. Keep that in mind. Whatever the situation is that you face, even Jesus, when he was going to go to the cross, you know, I mean, his disciples, you know, Peter grabbed a sword and tried to, and went to swing it and cut off the high priest's servant, cut off his ear. And Jesus said, look, you know, put away your sword. If I wanted to right now, I could just say the word, and God would send 12 legions of angels. Legions. 12 legions of angels. To decimate these people. But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that are spoken of concerning me? So, but the power was there at any moment in time. So, just like the Assyrians, 186,000 men went to sleep on the enemy's side. Those troops went to bed, didn't get up in the morning. Did not get up in the morning. All of them dead. Dead. So when their commander woke up in the morning and took a look, he went home. Scratched his head. And even when he got home, his two sons cut him down and killed him while he was worshiping in the temple of his pagan god. Now, listen. Listen, I know sometimes you guys get frustrated out there with all that's going on in the world, with all these people that are in positions of power and they abuse that power. Rather than using political power or position in the natural or business positions or whatever, rather than using that to bless and to help and to support and to be a blessing unto others, rather than that, they use that to the destruction and the hurt of others, and you see that and it vexes your soul. But listen, all of that is brought into judgment. No one gets away with anything, and when the time comes, it is a horrific end to the people that live like that, that live as enemies of the cross, that live as enemies of the gospel and the truth, that live as enemies of the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God will draw all things to account. And for those that are part and parcel of your misery, your hurt, your hardships, God will deal with them as well. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. That's why you don't have to, look, you don't have to go get even scores. You don't have to go do all of that. God will take care of it. You know, that's why God says too, pray for those that hurt you. Bless those that hurt you. Pray for those that spitefully use you. You know, we bless and don't curse. We pray for them. We pray that God would, you know, be merciful unto them. We pray that God would open their eyes so that they could see. You know what? I am pretty darn sure that somebody prayed for Saul, who would later become Paul. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm pretty sure that the early church understood what Jesus spoke to them about. And rather than cursing their enemies, and rather than doing all of these things to try to get back at them, they prayed for them. Now, look, that doesn't mean that we are doormats. That does not mean that we go around in the earth just, you know, as punching bags. No, not at all. But you've got to realize that the people of God, we walk around with greater power than anybody on the face of the earth has. Do you realize that? You, the child of God, me, the child of God, that we have more power inside of us. Because greater is he that lives in us than he that's in the world. So we have more power at work in us and at our disposal than anybody in the entire world. Do you realize that with that power comes responsibility? With that power, it needs to be brought under control. It needs to be led by the Spirit of God, because that power can decimate nations. That power can destroy things. You speak and your words have power. Do you realize that when you speak, your words have power? You can create, you can destroy. You have that in you. God's put it in you. That's also why the enemy works so hard to get control of your mind and to try to affect your mind. Because if he can get you to speak, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If he can get you to speak and to use that power to speak evil and to speak destruction He knows that that'll also affect your reality and the reality of those around you. But if you use the power that's in you, that God has put in you, if you use that under His purposes, things change for good. They change for amazing purposes. You know what? You don't have to worry. Look, with all that's going on in the world, you don't have to worry. The world has been going through climactic situations since the fall. You know what? There's been nations that have warred against nations. There have been all kinds of things that have gone on. There have been traumatic times. There have been falls of empires have taken place. And in all that has taken place, in all that has happened, God's people have been sustained. God's people have been watched over. And when the time comes that they need to check out, they don't mind. They don't mind because when they leave this life and leave this world, they do so according to God's timing. And they do so having walked with Him. And they do so having fulfilled the purpose that God destined for them while they were here in the earth. It's beautiful. Look, this is not your home. You are passing through. And because you are passing through, and because this is not your home, you might as well enjoy the journey. You might as well have joyful living while you're here. You can. Do you know you can do that? You can. You can live joyfully while you're here. And it doesn't have to be contingent on things working out for you around you. You can. It's contingent on just you walking with Him and staying in step with Him and realizing that it's okay for you to enjoy life. Do you know it's okay for you to enjoy life? It's okay for you to smile. It's okay for you to have good friends. It's okay for you to enjoy a meal. It's all right for you to have things that you hope for and things that you look forward to. It's all right for you to experience life. You know, it's okay. You know, I don't know where all of this crazy thinking came into the mindsets of so many people that, you know, would walk with God, where they got this idea that they're supposed to be miserable all the time and depressed and struggling with this and struggling with that. Look, life, there's going to be difficulties, there's going to be struggles, sure. Everybody's gone through life and everybody's had trials and tests and tribulation. Yes, they have. But God bless you. And may God bless you to find the joy that's in life, in this paradigm right now. Because you know what? There is a joy to be had and to be experienced in life right now. And it doesn't, yes, there's eternal bliss that comes with you know, the hereafter and all of that, and God's got that wrapped up for His people. But right now, you can experience joy. You can have some great relationships in your life right now. So why not? Why not experience what God has for you this day? You know, it's... Listen, two people can go into the same place, and because of the attitudes of their heart, one can have a great time and the other person can be totally miserable. Two people. That's their experience. That's why the change that God makes within you is so powerful. That's why the kingdom is also within. That's a big part of it. Because when the kingdom's within, and it is, that liberation that takes place, that change that takes place from within flows without. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. God flows out of you. But the change comes within. And then He makes that change within you, and then also it's like a dam that breaks and it just flows through you. Life flows through you. And that life blesses other people. So, with whatever it is that you experience, with the difficulties, with the trials, with all that it is, don't worry. And allow God to show you the joy in all that's around you, the joy in all that life is. Allow Him to show you. Allow Him to teach you. Ask Him. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously, without finding fault. You know what? I believe that because God loves to give good gifts to His children, I believe there's other things that God would give unto you if you would just ask Him. You know, but always preface it, Lord, your will be done, because He knows what you need. And there's different seasons for different things. All of it. Look, listen, don't worry. I know that some of you out there, you worry about a lot. Don't worry. Just be blessed. Enjoy life. Enjoy the journey, that because God's got you. And because you know that He's taking care of you, it should be a place where it liberates you. And then you realize, okay, so the big thing's taken care of. The big thing that needed to be handled has been handled, has been settled. Therefore, I am going to enjoy and appreciate every day that's here. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So be glad in it and be blessed. And with that, hey, God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You know, we do read the mails that come to us. And, you know, sometimes it does take us a little while to get back to everybody. But we definitely have you in our hearts, and we definitely try to get back to everybody. Also, you can reach us on our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, and you will find us. So keep on keeping on. God bless you. We'll catch up with you sometime soon. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.